Misfits Audio Productions presents Restored Old Time Radio. We claim no rights to it. This is released free for entertainment purposes only, to restore interest in the golden days of radio. Thank you to Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com for intro music. Remember to visit misfitsaudio.com.
Kellogg Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rocket into the future with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Aboard a giant passenger spaceship rocketing toward the planet Venus, Space Cadets Tom Corbett and Roger Manning have solved the murder of Barton Reed, a representative from the ruling council of Venus. Now, with Nestor Deacon, a former suspect, they make their way down the companionways of the ship to the jet boat deck, where the assassin is being held prisoner in one of the airlocks.
I still can't get over it. Who would have thought a beautiful space doll like Alexandra Stone knocked off Barton Reed?
She's a very clever and unscrupulous woman, Cadet Manning.
Yeah, she almost had us believing you were guilty, Mr. Deacon.
Go on, not me, Tom. I had her pegged from the minute I saw her.
But, Cadet Manning, you just said...
Don't pay any attention to him, Mr. Deacon. Roger always knows everything after it's happened.
Oh, I do, huh? Well, listen here, you little space nut.
Your tubes, Roger. This is the jet boat deck. Now, let's collect our prisoner. Which airlock was she caught in, Mr. Deacon?
Number 3, port side. When I warned the captain about her, he sealed the outer portal.
Neat little trap.
Sure glad it worked. She's got plenty of explaining to do.
Oh, there's Baxter, the flight engineer. He's been waiting for you, I guess.
Uh-huh. Right in front of airlock 3.
Congratulations, cadet. You did a very neat job with that time bomb. Skipper asked me to tell you he was notifying Commander Arkwright of your good work.
Well, thank you, sir.
I hope it makes up for the way we used his orders.
What, then?
Nothing, sir. How about the prisoner? Can we talk to her?
Talk to her?
Yeah, she's going to tell us why she murdered Barton Reed.
This is very important, Mr. Baxter. There's a dangerous plot against the Council of Venus, and she's the only one who can tell us who's behind it.
You've got to let us talk to her.
I would, Cadet Corbett, only...
Only what?
Well, I thought you knew. She tried to escape. Climbed out of the jet boat to open the outer airlock portal by manual control.
She what?
She forgot the airlock pressure was high. When she opened the portal, she was pulled out into space. Alexandra Stone is dead.
Find anything yet, Roger?
No, not a blasted thing. Except that doll sure wore some classy clothes.
No, forget the clothes. We need something important.
Okay.
Corbett, if we don't find anything here in Alexandra Stone's compartment, if we don't get a clue to the identity of her masters, the ruling council of Venus is doomed.
Look, Mr. Deacon, what's this all about, anyway? And how do you fit in? Who are you, anyway?
I think you deserve to know, Corbett. Especially after what you and Manning have done. I am a special operative for the Council of Venus. I was assigned to guard Barton Reed on his flight to Earth.
Oh?
Yes, I know what you're thinking. I didn't do a very good job of it. But then I didn't know of his plans to switch uniforms with Manning when he first arrived.
I see. But why did Barton Reed come to Earth in the first place?
To get help from the Solar Guard in stopping a revolution that threatens Venus.
A revolution?
Yes. We don't know who the leaders are, and we don't know when it will begin. But undoubtedly it will be soon. If we could only find out who these men are and where they will strike, we can be ready for them.
But how can a revolution succeed? The Solar Guard will throw everything into the fight.
These men are looking for a quick victory before the Solar Guard can even organize a defense.
Hey, Tom, Mr. Deacon, I got something, I think.
What is it?
Well, let's see, Roger.
This scrap of paper.
It was folded in a locket the doll had. Found it by accident in a jewelry case.
Well, funny. All it says is Atmosphere Station 5.
Yeah. Now, why should she keep something like this in a locket?
Mean anything to you, Mr. Deacon?
No, except an atmosphere station is a vital part of life on Venus. Without them, we could never survive.
Hey, you think those jokers behind the revolution intend to knock off the station?
No, impossible.
I don't see why, Mr. Deacon. The maintenance crews certainly wouldn't expect an attack. They'd be helpless.
Well, perhaps you're right.
Tom, as soon as we land, we'd better see what gives at that station.
Well, once you're right.
No, you cadets have done enough. You must return to Earth now.
Oh, no. We didn't come this far to quit now.
But it may be very dangerous.
It hasn't been exactly clear sailing up to now. No, Mr. Deegan. We're following through all the way.
Very well. Just as you wish, Cadet Corbett. But remember one thing. In dealing with these revolutionists, failure means death.
Scattered over the surface of Venus at intervals of 2,000 miles are immense towering structures of gleaming metal and permaglass. These are the atmosphere stations, the lungs of the misty planet, supplying its inhabitants with breathable air. Now, Tom and Roger have arrived at Station 5 and tour the installation with the commanding officer, Captain Bridges.
We're standing on the control platform now, cadets. It's the nerve center of the atmosphere station. We're 100 feet above the floor. From this panel, we can regulate every phase of operations. The men you see working below are the maintenance crew.
Wow, it's a long way down, Captain Bridges.
Yes, and it's an even longer way up, if you'll notice. Above us is the output tower. The manufactured air is pumped out into the space surrounding Venus at the rate of 8 million cubic feet per minute.
Well, how do you manufacture the air?
From the original atmosphere. It's taken apart to make free oxygen and free nitrogen, leaving hydrogen, which escapes into space. We hold the oxygen by freezing it, and we move it through these pipes over here into large combine chambers where normal Earth atmosphere is created.
A little sabotage around here and the people of Venus would be in a mess of trouble.
Yes, indeed, Cadet Manning. And from what you've told me, we'll have to be prepared. I've already doubled the guard, and I'm making a thorough check on every man in the crew.
Isn't there anything that can be done if these stations are sabotaged?
Yes. We're preparing the old cities.
The old cities?
That's right, Corbett. The first colonists on Venus built cities under huge glass domes. They still exist. Several of them are being secretly restored, just in case of emergency.
Great jumping Jupiter. What happened?
One of the oxygen pipes. It's broken.
Well, that one over there. Look. The stuff is pouring out. Let's get out of here.
Hold your eyes, both of you, or they'll be frozen.
But how can we see?
Keep your hands on the guardrail. Follow it to the emergency stairs.
No, before it's too late. Here's the inspection report on that accident this morning, Corbett. Care to see it?
Yes, please, Captain Bridges. Uh-huh. I'm not surprised.
How about letting me in on it, Tom?
Well, listen, this is the last paragraph, Roger. In conclusion, close examination of the oxygen feed pipe clearly reveals the break could not have occurred through structural failure.
You don't have to read any more, pal. The answer is sabotage.
Exactly.
But not a very effective form of sabotage, boys.
What do you mean, sir?
Well, if somebody wanted to really knock out the station, he wouldn't have done it that way. All we had to do was shut off the oxygen supply.
But what about the way the stuff poured out?
It still wouldn't cause too much damage. Unless there was an open fire around, wouldn't even harm personnel. Not where the break occurred, anyway.
It almost got us, didn't it?
Exactly.
Hey, now I know what you're driving at, sir. Somebody was laying for us.
Right.
Oh, brother, here we go again.
Sir, do you have any idea who might have done it?
We suspect a man named Ford. He's only been working here at the station for 2 months, and he disappeared right after the accident.
Well, that's something of a lead. Suppose we try to find this joker.
Suits me fine. Let's see if he can take it as well as he dishes it out.
Right. We'll check with you later, Captain.
All right, Corbett. But watch yourselves, both of you. It looks like you're a couple of important targets.
Hello? Hello, this is Ford reporting.
It's about time. Where have you been?
Hiding out. They're looking for me.
Of course they are. You're a bungler, Ford. An incredible bungler. Not only did you fail to remove the cadets, but you disappeared from your job at the atmosphere station and called attention to yourself.
But I knew there would be an investigation.
Exactly why you should have stayed. Now you've alerted the guards to future sabotage, and you make our whole scheme more difficult.
But there was nothing else I could do.
You could have used your head. No matter how. Important thing is those cadets. They've got to be put out of the way. They've done nothing but snoop around since they arrived, probing into everything. They're dangerous. Ford?
Yes?
I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself.
What do you want me to do?
I've no doubt that Corbett and Manning are looking for you. You make it easy for them to catch you.
Catch me? But they'll...
They won't do anything to you. They're interested in bigger fish. By showing just the right degree of reluctance and resistance, you can leave them here. After that, I'll take care of them. In my own manner.
Well, we're doing real great, Tom. 2 days since we started looking for Ford, not a sign of him.
Feather your jets, Roger. We'll find him. As a matter of fact, he'll come to us.
What makes you so sure?
Hourly transmissions are being made by Teleceiver, asking all Solar Guard stations on Venus to be on the lookout for Ford. The revolutionary group he's tied up with is sure to intercept those transmissions.
So what?
So this. They'll send Ford to us.
You're space happy.
Not at all. They'll want to find out exactly how much we know before they get rid of us. They'll want to find out if the Solar Guard is preparing any kind of defense. And we'll be just the ones to tell them.
Go on, I still think you're space happy.
I am, eh? Well, I'll bet you a new uniform, that's Ford now.
It's a bet.
Okay, open the door.
Furthermore, if it's Ford, I'll polish your boots for a year.
I'm looking for Cadet Corbett or Cadet Manning.
I'm Manning.
My name is Ford. I understand you've been looking for...
Great, Jolly.
Come in, Mr. Ford. I've been expecting you. Start reaching for that boot polish, Roger.
Okay, okay.
You're Cadet Corbett?
That's right.
I came here to see if I could make a deal with you two.
What sort of a deal?
I've been mixed up in something pretty dangerous here on Venus. I'm not my own master. Because of my past, I'm forced to work for men who would stop at nothing.
Including getting rid of us.
Yes. You see, they want to take over this planet and establish a government of their own. I didn't bargain for that.
So you want out. Is that it?
I want my record cleared and all charges against me dropped. If you can arrange that, I'll identify all the leaders of this revolutionary movement.
Well, that isn't up to us.
But you'll put in a good word for me, won't you? You'll tell the Solar Guard I helped you?
Sure, if you do.
Fair enough. Now, we'll have to move fast. They plan to strike tonight against the atmosphere station.
How much time have we got?
Less than 2 hours.
Okay. I'll call headquarters and warn them right away.
No, not yet, Corbett.
Why not?
I don't know which station they're going to hit. And it would be foolish to concentrate a defense around one and have the enemy attack another.
That adds up, Tom. There aren't enough men to guard them all.
But still,
As soon as we find out which one is the target, you can contact headquarters by space radio. There'll still be time.
And we're wasting what little time we've got. Come on, Tom. On the ball.
Hey, listen, Ford. How much farther do we have to go in this jet boat?
Be there in another minute, Corbett.
Hey, Tom. He's taking us pretty far away from Venusport, and we've only got 45 minutes left.
Yeah, I know, Roger.
Think he's on a level?
No. There's only one way to find out, and that's to play along.
Where's he taking us, anyway?
The headquarters of the whole revolutionary movement.
Oh, yeah? What are we going to do there? Take on the whole bunch of them, the two of us?
No, we're just going in to see who the leaders are and find out where they're going to attack first. Then we contact headquarters.
We're going in, huh? Just like that, I suppose. Maybe they'll invite us to have tea.
Now, wait a minute, will you? We'll be wearing spacesuits. Everyone will look alike.
Oh, well, why don't you say so?
Corbett, Manning, better put your suits on now. We're going to land.
Right. Hurry up, Roger.
Yeah, all the time, hurry. One of these days, we're going to hurry ourselves right into the grave.
They have some installation here. All those characters outside are armed to the teeth.
Yes, with heat rays. Once those men are turned loose against the atmosphere stations...
You don't have to say it, Tom. The crews won't have a chance unless we warn them in time.
Down this tunnel now, Corbett.
We're right behind you, Ford.
When are we going to catch up to the leaders of this mob?
The inner chamber where the final plans for attack are being made is down at the end of this tunnel. I'll take you into the chamber next to it, and you'll be able to hear everything there.
Good.
As soon as we get the information we need, we'll beat it back to the jet boat and alert headquarters.
Yes, that is the best plan, Corbett.
Hey, Tom, I was just thinking, wouldn't it be something if we brought in the leaders ourselves?
Now, don't get any big ideas, pal. One thing at a time.
Okay, it was just an idea.
Hey, get a load of these pipes along the tunnel. They look familiar to you?
Oh, yeah, just like the pipes at the atmosphere stations, the ones that carried liquid oxygen.
This installation is a small-scale atmosphere station. The leaders planned well. When they knock out the ones on the surface, they'll be protected down here.
Oh, brother, what an operation.
Quietly now. That portal at the end of the tunnel opens into the main chamber where the meeting is taking place. You two go in here. Wait, I'll open the portal.
Hey, pretty dark in there.
I'll switch on the light as soon as we're inside. Go on now.
Come on, Tom. Let's get this over with. Which way?
Just stand where you are, Corbett.
Hey, who's that?
There. You recognize me in the light, Manning?
Deegan, what in the universe are you doing here?
This is where I belong, Manning. And I must say, you don't look very surprised, Corbin.
Frankly, Deegan, I'm not.
Hey, will somebody please tell me what gives around here?
That's pretty simple, Roger. Our friend Nestor Deegan is the real leader of the revolution.
Led into the secret headquarters of the revolutionary movement on Venus, Tom and Roger find Nestor Deegan waiting for them triumphantly. But Tom shows little surprise, and as he holds them at the point of a heat ray gun, Deegan questions the cadets.
So you knew I was the leader of the revolution, eh, Corbett?
I didn't know that, but I was sure you were tied up in it somehow.
Well, you're very well informed. Who talked?
You did, Deegan.
Me?
Yes, back in Alexandra Stone's compartment on the passenger ship. When you told us you were guarding Barton Reed.
Well?
You said you didn't know of his plans to switch uniforms with Roger, which meant that you really did know, because nobody ever mentioned that to you or anybody else. You just kept toying with us, helping us search Alexandra Stone's compartment to find out if she left any clues behind.
Hey, that's right. You were the only one who knew we were going to Atmosphere Station 5, and that's where Ford tried to get us.
Well, very clever of you, boys.
But if they knew all this, why did they come here with me?
To nail everything down. Get proof.
And what are you going to do with it?
I don't have to do anything. Captain Bridges and a detachment of the Solar Guard will be here in 10 minutes to clean out this nest of rats.
What? Oh, did anyone follow you?
No, I swear.
You're wrong, pal. You were followed by tracer beam. Here. You see this belt communicator? It's wide open, sending out a steady signal. You hear? Captain Bridges has been following this signal with his tracer. He knows exactly where we are.
Ford, get that. Destroy it.
Yes, sir. There.
Thanks, Ford. You just gave the final signal.
What do you mean?
The minute the signal stopped, Captain Bridges knew that we were at your headquarters. So now he'll close in.
Why, you...
Sir, we've got to get out of here.
All right. Stand over there against that wall, both of you.
What are you going to do?
You'll find out. Now stay there.
Sure, Deegan. We've got all the time in the world.
Oh, no, you haven't, Corbett.
Yes, sir.
I want you to get every man out of here. Tell the unit commander to begin the attack.
But it's not
part of me. Tom, we gotta do something fast. Deegan's sure to burn us down with that heat ray of his.
I know. Now get this. There's an oxygen pipe connection right behind me.
So?
I'm opening it.
Great galaxy.
Shut up and listen. The stuff is leaking out right now and it'll turn to vapor fast. When Deegan fires that ray, the oxygen will ignite. There'll be an explosion.
And what happens to us?
We'll have to take our chances. And we'll have to move fast to duck that ray. Now drop when he fires.
Okay.
Let me know when you're finished, huh? Yes. All right, now, you two.
Get ready.
Your interference has endangered my plans, but if I move fast enough, there's a chance for success.
Not much, Junior.
You certainly won't know about it. Hey, what's that noise?
I don't hear anything.
The oxygen. You've opened the valve. Why, you...
No, Roger!
I'll fry you.
Stay down, Roger! Stay down! The oxygen is igniting!
Go! Go!
Cadets, looks like you both had real spaceman's luck.
I'll say we did, Captain Bridges.
Just a few burns, that's all. Deegan really got the full force of the blast.
Will he pull through, sir?
Yes, although I'm sure he'd rather not. Life on the prison asteroid is no bed of roses. Oh, by the way, I got an audiogram from Commander Arkwright.
Uh-oh, I'm afraid of this.
How many demerits do we get?
Well, in view of what you did, he's willing to forget the whole thing.
Is that all? No medals?
Medals?
Roger, I'll settle for this any time.
Not me. Why, after all the detective work I put in...
You
why...
put in?
Sure. Didn't I tell you back at the beginning that Deegan was our man? But no, you wouldn't listen to me. I talk and talk, but you're not even...
Cadet Manning.
Yes, sir?
Haven't you wondered why Corbett never told you about using the tracer beam to locate Deegan's headquarters?
Yeah, I have.
It's just because you talk and talk. So suppose you do something about your mouth right now, eh?
Yeah, Roger. Like cramming the other foot into it, too.
Don't miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, when the crew of the Polaris receives sudden orders to blast off for Titan to take part in... A Mission of Mercy. Tune in, same time, same station, for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett's Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in today's cast were Jan Merlin, Peter Capell, and William Keane. Today's program was written by Elwood Hoffman, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.